basically, when it comes to that, I'm saying today is going to be a discussion about open carry versus concealed carry.
You are now opening the doors to another dimension. Through time and space, you've arrived at the Trouble Zone, where your self-defense, self-protection, and education about your situational awareness is put to the test on nationfirst.us. The Trouble Zone, now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, D. Parker, a.k.a. The Trouble Guy, Army veteran who specializes in weapons training and logistics, and the CEO of Trouble Defense, LLC.
And I'm D. Keith Jordan, Army veteran, IT specialist, and lead firearms instructor with Trouble Defense, LLC.
And you are now entering the Trouble Zone.
On nationfirst.us, feel free to tweet us your questions because we have your answers at The Trouble Zone or GI underscore Nation. You can also contact us on our Facebook page, The Trouble Zone.
The Trouble Zone was created to keep you informed with the latest gun talk and to provide you with the safety defensive tips to keep you and your family protected from today's crime. Tune in for a fun-filled, entertaining, educational hour with us.
Our veterans have served their country and risked all to save our freedoms. This station is for them, about, and about them. Nation First aims to tell their stories, give points of view, and shine a spotlight on all the heroes, both veterans and civilians, that believe in the American way of life.
So I'm pumped up for today's show. What about you?
Oh, I'm good to go.
I'm feeling good today. I'm on my fast. I'm fasting. My liquid fast. What's for today's show?
For today's show, we're going to go over open carry versus concealed carry.
Nice.
We're going to have a couple of different guns of the week because you can't just have one when you have two different options out there.
That's right.
We're going to have a little bit of news, some going on, and then we're going to finish it off with a little bit of what the duck, something to make you laugh and make you think.
Well, you know what? We're going to jump right in because I want to open carry an AK-47.
Yeah, good luck with that.
No?
Yeah, just remember my phone number, because in case they take your phone away when you got to make that one phone call to get out.
What's wrong with that? It's open carry.
It's open carry, but there's also a matter of trying to be something within reason. Come on, haven't you seen all the different things over on the over on Facebook, all these different people? Now, they don't try to put realistic versions because they're trying to shock and awe you.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when they put these two different people, they'll say, oh, no, it's the black person versus the white person.
Yeah.
But, of course, when they put that black person out there, they put them in a down and out, really rough part of the neighborhood. They make sure that the gun hanging over the AK-47 hanging across his back is easy access. It's not, they're nice and tight. And, of course, you know, they kind of don't dress them up, you know, to fit, you know, the type of way they want to go. Well, the white guy looks all professional. That gun is across his back. You can't pull it off in anything.
Well, maybe we should do our own test and trial. I don't know. I might need to wear a bulletproof vest just in case they shoot me.
I'll try some things, but, you know, I'm not going to try that one.
So for open carry, I mean, I'm thinking maybe a full-size 1911.
Yeah, actually, one of our two guns of the week are going to be, you know, you've got the what is it? We got the Browning 1911, the nice. M1911 45 APC pistol. That's going to give you maximum amount of ammunition, maximum amount of stopping force penetration.
That's true.
And it's going to really do the job. Plus, you have open carry, so you have plenty of room to carry that on your side.
I know, but by the time I pay for that daggone Browning, I'm not going to have no money for a holster.
Hey, I said it was a gun of the week. I didn't, you know, some of these guns of the week are going to be more your dream gun and not always the best option. There's
Definitely.
A lot of different 1911s. If you want something a little more economical, get yourself a Rock Island. They actually
That's
have
true.
Decent quality,
I have one.
Lower
They're
price.
Nice. They're nice. Yeah, because the Browning, we're looking at about $1,000 or so.
Yeah, starting off. But actually, if you're going to get a 1911 and you really want to get Browning is the first one that came out with it, so that's kind of going to be one of the best ways to go, if you can get it.
Well, as we always say, check out budsgunshop.com if you want to purchase your firearm online, transfer to your local FFL, and save yourself a couple of bucks.
Oh, and also now we got our second one. since we already did one for open carry, you got to do something for concealed carry.
Okay, okay.
And, of course, I know you know a lot about this one, and you love it because it's your baby. You carry around all the time.
It's my precious.
It's your Springfield XDM 3.8 compact in 45 APC. And, of course, anybody that it gets to know you realizes it's got to have... You know, the nice silver.
I gotta have the chrome slide.
You gotta get the chrome slide, and you gotta have the black bottom. So,
see, you know, I care about people. I want them to see something beautiful before they see their maker. Why not, right?
Oh, true. But now, that fits nice into your pocket.
It does.
So it's good for that. It's good for concealed carrying. About how many rounds you think you lose between a full size and that?
It's not even too much. The good thing about that firearm is. It's 9 plus 1. So, which means it's 9 for the magazine, and you can have 1 in the chamber. Mm-hmm. So, they give you 10 rounds. That's not bad. And they even have an extended magazine that you can do 13 in the magazine and 1 in the chamber.
Yeah, but I always kind of laugh at people that get a lot of those really extended magazines for concealed carry, because once you do that, it's not really concealed anymore, because now you might as well got a full-size one, because, you're taking away, it's making it that much bigger.
That's true. And then again, it depends on what type of state you're in. Because, you know, as we talked about before, you know, if you're in like Maryland or different other states around the world, they have a magazine capacity. What's that? California have the magazine capacity.
Yeah, you got to. I'm not actually sure the number on California. I think it's even lower. I know Maryland is 10.
Yeah, I think theirs is 8. California's only 8 rounds.
Well, you know, they're not that friendly towards guns. We thought Maryland was bad.
But then again, if you can't get the job done in 8 rounds, you might not need to be shooting, period.
I'm sorry. I normally carry between my... I've got a small compact, like I said last time, Nano, or I carry a 5-round revolver, snub nose. So between the two, I mean, 5 to 6 rounds, I'm not too worried about anything. I'm going to take care of them regardless. If you need that much more ammo, either you're worried about stuff that really shouldn't have too many people coming, or you got too much ammunition. I mean, you're worried about having too much ammunition.
Yeah, it kind of trips me out. I talk to a lot of people that concealed carry, and they say, well, I carry an extra 3 or 4 magazines. And I'm like, what type of firefight are you trying to get yourself into that you're going to need that much ammo?
Well, I mean, I also saw something people were talking about, the compact pistols. I mean, you got the subcompact, which is even smaller than your compact, because you start off full-size compact and then subcompact. People get upset. They're like, well, in this day of age, when you can have multiple attackers... Okay, I don't want to live where they're living if they have to worry about that. To me, multiple attackers would be somebody coming at me, and they may have somebody watching their back. You know, so, I mean, honestly, I can understand having extra 1, possibly extra 2 magazines just because of the possibility of mechanical failure.
Maybe.
But 3, 4, I mean, come on. You're going, you're trying to just walk around, and the odds of you actually needing to pull that gun... is minimal, so why are you trying to have enough, you know, like you're actually still in the military and trying to go out to combat?
That's the same thing I feel about people with, when they have these big old, these trucks, these little trucks with these humongous tires. I kind of feel the same way. It's like, dude, where are you trying to go? You're going to be in traffic just like me. Your tires are just bigger.
Well, it also depends on where you're from. I mean, if you're like down, let me see, North Carolina, I saw a lot, West Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's just a way of life. I don't know. I mean, I could deal with it to a point, but you lose a lot on gas mileage, and, you know, it only looks good so far.
That's good. But
you also got, mm-hmm. on the more urban side of it, what about all those people trying to get, oh, my God, they're trying to get 20-some-odd to 30-inch rims on a car, then you got to get tires... like every other week, because they're only about a quarter inch thick.
Low profile tires. You're right about that. I kind of feel the same way about those people when it comes to same thing with, you know, having extra ammunition. It's the type of thing, American, we do things just because we can. A lot of times we do. I mean, literally, you know, Glock, they have a 100 round magazine and even a 50 round magazine. Stuff like that, people buy it. I guess it's cool for the range, but other than that, you get it just to say you got it. I mean, you're not
true,
gonna use
but
it.
Well, true, but I mean, also they do when they have that arm. Was it 33 round? It was funny because at first you were sitting there saying, "Why do they have that?" Well, honestly, at least for the 30 some odd, I mean, I wouldn't really for the 50 or the 100 outside of the United States, and they used to sell in the United States. They have a Glock 18.
That's right.
That is a fully automatic Glock. So, of course, you're going to go through, in Maryland, 10 rounds in like a second. So having a little bit larger magazine is good. But like you said, that 50 to 100, yeah, that's just, that's more just to say I've got it. It's not like you're carrying it around.
Well, back to the open carry. What do you think are the pros for open carry? You know, this day and age, it's not the best thing in the world just to have your firearm out in the open.
I mean, for me, it's I'm more about a lot of the cons about it. I mean, as far as a pro for it, you're going to scare off the little punks. You're not going to do anything against those career criminals because they're going to try to get you're just a first obstacle, but you know, those little punks are going to be taken care of.
You're right. It only scares away the career criminals. But you know what? We're going to be back. We're going to take a little break so I can reload. But don't worry, D. Parker.
And D. Keith Jordan.
We'll be back on nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at @GI_nation and on our Facebook at Trouble Zone. Later.
For over 100 years, the battle cry of the VFW has always been the same. America needs to do more for veterans. From combat to Capitol Hill, the VFW marches on with healthcare, jobs, benefits, and justice. VFW.org is the first stop you should make on your way home. The VFW. No one does more for veterans.
This is Jason Delgado.
And Anita Wade.
Introducing you to Reality Radio on Generation America.
We aren't controlled, manipulated, or shackled by any government or big corporation.
But hopefully, soon we will be.
We support our troops and all of our armed forces around the 165 locations around the world.
Go to nationfirst.us and listen to us live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m.
Subscribe to our podcast at
nationfirst.us. Generation America. Be there.
As our nation's military fights to protect and serve values we hold dear, the American Public Human Services Association is working to encourage equality, integrity, and teamwork to drive innovative and integrated solutions in Washington within the field of health and human services. Whether it's working to produce stronger outcomes and temporary assistance for needy families and more, at APHSA, we believe in healthier lives for children and families. As a voice of state and local health and human service agencies, visit us online at www.aphsa.org.
Hi, this is Blake Alfin, co-founder of Nation First Radio. I want to thank everybody for your support in this venture of ours. We're producing positive content that we hope will improve the world around us, not just scream, you're red, you're blue at each other. At this point, we're not asking you for money or donations or anything like that. Just subscribe to the podcasts, listen to the shows when they're live, sign up for the mailing list and text alerts. We're still developing the network and the shows, and your support has been overwhelming. You can find info about the show you're listening to now and all the others at nationfirst.us. That's nationfirst.us, and seriously, thank you so much.
Welcome back to the Trouble Zone with D. Parker
and D. Keith Jordan
on nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at @GI_nation and like us on Facebook at The Trouble Zone. Before you left, we were talking a little bit about open carry, the laws. Should you open carry? Your thoughts about open carry? I don't like the open carry.
I mean, in our class that we give all the time, I always tell people, you know, if that's what you want to do, fine, but you got to make sure of a few things. I never recommend it. But if you do end up open carrying, you want to make sure of a few very simple things.
What's that?
One, you got to look the part. If you look in the mirror at yourself and you wouldn't trust somebody looking like you carrying a gun, you might want to go change.
You know what? This is what bothers me with so many people. We profile each other every day. It's not a race thing. It's not a sex thing. It's not a gender thing. We profile. That's what we are programmed to do. So if you see a guy with khakis and, you know, slacks and maybe a button down with a firearm, maybe he's law enforcement, something like that. But if you see a guy just in some jeans with a baseball cap and a gun, not to say that guy's a bad guy, because sometimes that's how I dress. But you know, it just it raises a red flag.
Yeah, well, it makes you wonder. It makes you keep your eye on them a little bit more. And with some people, it makes them call the cops. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be okay when the cops show up. But then you got to go with, you know, making sure to show them your driver's license to make so they can look you up to make sure you legally can carry and go through all that other stuff. It's just, why not just kind of look the part? You ain't don't even have to really get dressed up. I mean, it's not like you're going out. You just something a little bit more professional looking.
That's true. Before we left, we were talking about, you were saying all the cons in it. And I'm really trying to think about what's the pros. I mean, other than to scare away your average, you know, little scary teen that might want to rob a place, it's not too many pros. I mean, if you guys...
sometimes it makes other people feel safe. Because they, depending on where you're at. I mean, if you're in Maryland, it probably won't make people feel too safe. But if you're in, you know, Virginia, Texas, or some other gun-friendly states, it can make people feel very comfortable. I mean, there's actually, in Utah, there's a restaurant where the whole family open carries.
Nice. And you know what? Not everybody can open carry. Not everybody even have a firearm. You know, I apologize for some of those people that just got to have it in your home. But the great state of Virginia and many other states, you have that option. You know, that's what I like. I like the option to open carry. Just to say, if I wanted to do it for whatever reason, it shouldn't even matter.
Now, you also got to be careful because one thing about it, if you don't have a concealed carry permit, you're sitting there with open carry and you put that jacket on, cop will sit there watching you. As soon as you put that jacket on and it covers up that gun, come right over. Okay, where's your concealed carry permit? Just that quick.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You really think they just sit around, just wait on us? I believe it's
Well, I don't
true.
Think that they do, but if they see somebody in an opportunity, sometimes they want to make sure. I mean, it all depends. I mean, just like anybody else, sometimes they're looking for the opportunity to make sure people are doing the right thing.
I say if you're leaving from the range or somewhere like that, it's fine. It's okay to open carry if you're leaving from the range or maybe even going to the range. But if you're going to Walmart with your family, you're going to the mall, you shouldn't even want that type of attention.
No. I mean, to me, when I carry, it's for my own protection and for protection of people with me.
Yeah.
I actually don't need to show off that I have it because I just want to make I always call it my insurance policy.
Okay.
People say, well, you know what? You walk around there at night or whatever. That's not the best area. Well, I've always got my insurance policy with me. Hey, one person actually asked me, she was like, well, what's a piece of paper going to do for you? Nah, my insurance policy is, and I pulled it out. She's like, oh, yeah, that might work.
And it's ready to cash in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's my just in case. And why do I have to show everybody else that I have my just in case?
You know what? A lot of people, and you know, I'm a victim. I've done this as well. When you first get a new gun, sometimes you want to open carry. But for me, I went to places that it was okay to open carry. Like I might go to the range and open carry just to show everybody. Or a store that I pretty much know everybody and know the manager. You know, just to show off maybe my new toy. Like I said, when I was a baby in this gun game, I did things like that. But I feel like once you get more mature and you really get into it, you know, it's kind of pointless to let people know that you have it.
Well, now, the one thing I will admit I do from time to time might not be the best thing, but sometimes, especially since we're doing all these classes, and I have a time where I'm taking guns to and from the car a lot, between that and training people, once in a while, I will, especially if I see a bunch of people outside around my apartment complex, I might carry one openly where it's not completely visible, but doesn't look like I'm showing it off, but it can be seen, just to kind of make people...
I can see that.
Just every once in a blue moon so that they kind of can think, I never know if he has one or not. Not to say that I have, you know, that, you know, I'm not going to show it off all the time, but once in a while for them to
I can see that. I can see that factor in it. But when it comes to concealed carry, the good thing about concealed carry is so many different options with holsters. I mean, you can do inside of the waist. You can do ankle holster. You can wrap the daggone gun around your arm and run. I mean, there's so many different options when it comes to that. It's almost like the little Fitbit band you can wrap around your arm and run with your gun.
Oh, yeah. Just please, please. And I know you know this one from experience. If you have a belly, don't get that belly band because it is not attractive.
It's not good at all. The belly band just does. It sounds good. But if you got a belly, it's just not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, things protruding out of every direction, it just doesn't look good. I still wish your wife would have taken a picture when you'd use that one.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, like I said, holsters, you want to find out what works for you and what doesn't between the gun and that, and also, you know, yourself, your body. There's all different options. Like I said, we're going to go later in one of our next shows, we're going to go about females and guns. And there's plenty of websites out there for tons of options for them. Some of them don't even look like holsters.
I like the fact when you conceal carry, you know if anything happened, you're protected. Mm-hmm. You can protect you, your family, and, you know, however the situation goes, but the world doesn't know it. So I feel like that's me being almost like, not necessarily a superhero, but you already know that you have that insurance, as you said. Well, I have that insurance.
It's a good confidence booster as long as you don't let it, shall we say, get too much into your head.
Yeah, shouldn't
blow your
head
up. It's good to have that little bit of, you know, a little bit of confidence that, you know, I feel a little safe or whatever, but you shouldn't let it make you lift your guard down.
I mean, the most important thing is making people feel comfortable. You know, I conceal carry to make the world feel comfortable. Everyone might not do it. Some people like open carry, but for me, I want you to feel comfortable as possible. But for me to be comfortable, I'm gonna have to go on a quick break. But don't worry, D. Parker
and D. Keith Jordan
will be back on nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at @GI_nation and like us on Facebook at The Trouble Zone. Later. What's that?
Can you fake it? Will you cradle the remains of a long lost dream? Now the guilt knocks on your door. Can you take it? Behind the choir of the lies, a steady rising scream. Got you running like a dog.
History bugs are gonna name ya. When you pass your final hour, you think they'll look back proud. Now the cage is open wide, but will you leave it? Now the cage is open wide, but you don't believe it.
There's an eagle in the sky, flying higher. That's the steeple.
Been listening to The Trouble Zone on nationfirst.us. In a society where crime is running rampant and self-protection is key to your survival, The Trouble Zone brings you the latest news and topics that may save your life.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is D. Parker, CEO of Trouble Defense.
And this is D. Keith Jordan, firearms instructor.
And we are back on nationsfirst.us. You are now back to the Trouble Zone. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at @GI_Nation and on our Facebook at Trouble Zone, the Trouble Zone. And check us out on Instagram for pictures of the show at Trouble Defense. Before we left, we were talking a little bit about concealed carry, open carry versus concealed carry.
All right, so now what? When it comes to that, there's all different types of options. What are some of the different things that you like about concealed carry?
Like I said, concealed carry for me, I have the option to open carry, of course, because we're in the great state of Virginia. But concealed carry to me is keeping everybody comfortable. I just want people to feel comfortable around me. You know, I'm with my kids a lot. I might go to the mall. I go to the movies. You know, places like that. And I don't want to have that firearm on my hip and you feel uncomfortable around me. So I want to have it concealed. But if anything ever happened, you see it. You're like, holy crap, this guy got my back.
But you also got to realize, I mean, that's also can be a little bit of different way of thinking in the state of Virginia. You got the NRA. And, of course, they're all for all different types of things with guns. They're actually out there. They'd be happy if you could carry a Glock with a 100-round magazine on the side of your hip. I mean, that's why I say there's always extremes in almost everything. And unfortunately, the extremists are the ones that kind of make it bad for the people that are trying to, make things go along.
True. But I'm learning to take the good with the bad. That's all. The good with the bad.
Oh, yeah. No. Am I saying that, there's anything bad about them? Well, not saying there's not. But, I mean, overall, they do a good job for us. But, it goes back and forth. Nothing is inherently all good or all bad.
So I tell everybody, if you're able to conceal carry, I think that should be your number one option. You should carry.
Now, I got a question for you, and I know your answer, but what do you think about for other people? One in the chamber, that's always been a question.
Oh, see, one in the chamber. See, that's that thing, when you are carrying your firearm, are you going to have one bullet in the chamber ready to go or not? Now, we get it all the time for people that take our class, and they say, hey, I'm never going to carry one in the chamber because it might go off in my pocket. It might shoot myself in the hip. But after the class, they kind of understand a little bit better that one in the chamber is necessary. You know, I say all times, keep one in the chamber. You know, I even do like a little test drill. It takes a very long time to, first of all, take your firearm out. And then you have to rack that thing back. And then put some rounds down range.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's professionals that carry guns on all different types of things, like on different military posts, whether they're military or whether they're contractors. And the thing about it is, on those posts, there's very specific rules about how you carry your gun, whether there's one in the chamber or whatever. And most of them can't carry one in the chamber. And they train long periods of time to be able to rack one into the chamber as they're pulling it up. Now, your average citizen is not going to be able to take the time and everything to learn that. So you want to have one in the chamber.
Yeah. And you know what? Like I said, I always talk about YouTube. Every show, I have to reference something about YouTube. There's something I was watching on YouTube, and they had this gentleman with his firearm, and they had this other guy with like a little play knife or so, and they timed it. How long it take for this guy to pull out his firearm, rack it back, and shoot versus this guy with a knife. And it was a proven fact that this guy got stabbed multiple times, in a role-playing situation, multiple times, before the guy can really get the gun out and take the shot.
Oh,
have
yeah.
Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one. Well, now, one thing I do want to say, with new people, because we deal with a lot of people who never had a gun before, I always try to set a plan for them to build themselves up. You start with just, first you start maybe even carrying the gun without any ammunition in it to get comfortable with it.
True.
Then you put the magazine in. Then once you get comfortable with that, then you're going to get to the point where you're going to make sure you put one in the chamber. So you kind of build yourself up if you can't do that all the way from the start.
And also you've got
people that have guns with physical safeties on it that turns it off and on.
That's true.
Hopefully you don't get anything like, what was that, Phoenix Arms that has like so many safeties at the criminals on top of you before you can actually start to fire. So, but the thing about it is always teach people if you're going to carry a gun with a safety and you're going to have the safety on, that's fine. But when you go to the range to shoot, always start with it with the safety on so you get muscle memory of doing every action you need to before you fire.
You know, one thing that I really appreciate that I learned from the Army is, it's one thing they always engraved in us, train how you fight. Fight how you train.
Oh, exactly.
I love that theory. And it goes to the fact that a lot of people, you know, when you get your concealed carry and when you have a firearm in general, you just go to the range and you're pretty much just shooting a target. But are you really training yourself? It's a big difference between just shooting the bullseye on the target and say, hey, yeah, I can hit the bullseye. I'm a great shot. But how about get under some pressure? You know, do a couple of push-ups, then shoot. Just elevate your heart. You know, different things like that. And if you have a manual safety or if you don't want to have one in the chamber, practice at the range. That's what the range is for. Now, you can have fun at the range because there's sometimes I go, I kill my zombies. You know I got to kill my zombies.
Oh, yeah.
I did a little zombie killing.
Yeah, that female zombie was gone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to mention where you shot her over and over, but, you know.
I had to shoot the headlights. That's all I got to say about that.
All right.
Yeah, but just practicing at the range. So if you're not comfortable carrying, you know, one in the chamber, practice that at the range. Come straight from the holster, rack that thing back, and shoot down range.
Well, that's another thing I was getting ready to say. Make sure that if you do go to the range, you spend some time you're going to be spending just picking it up from that, you know, from the table right in front of you. But you want to eventually get to the point where you actually have whatever, however you're going to carry whatever holster, bring that holster and practice pulling it from the holster because a lot of people can get used to shooting it, you know, picking it up in front of them and shooting it. But when they go to pull it out the holster, oh, wait a minute, my phone's in the way or this is in the way. Or whatever, or, you know, and it doesn't work out. So you got to make sure you can do it the way you're actually going to need to do it.
It can be a whole new situation, a whole brand new situation. You're right. Something so simple as your phone being in the way or your freaking belt getting in the way or something dumb, you know, it can be situations like that.
I mean, honestly, I try to keep my phone away from the pocket that I keep. They normally have my gun in. And I try to keep it away at all times so people don't realize, oh, his gun's away from there. Maybe he might have some on him as opposed to, you know.
Or you have a what the duck moment. You pull out your phone instead of your gun.
Now, wait a minute. With the what the duck, they also do have that gun that looks like a future gun that's getting ready to come out, I think, next year that actually looks like a gun. I mean, looks like a camera.
Yeah.
They have one that actually looks, when it folds up, it looks exactly like a camera, but of course, you can see the two muzzle holes on it.
You just got to be careful. I mean, even our last episode was speaking of a female that she had gun shoes, you know, gun heels.
Oh yeah, no.
You just really got to be careful, you know, with a lot of this stuff.
Well, I mean, what?
Yeah, so we're gonna what we're talking about as far as the news. It was some type of updates or something that you were telling me about.
Oh, well,
so much going on.
Well, in the news, we did have one. I mean, I was talking about, I mentioned it earlier. There's actually a restaurant where all of the servers open carry for safety. It's one of those things. I mean, it's one of those things. It's in Utah. Ogden, Utah.
Oh, it would be Utah.
Well, you know, that's also the town that, you know, I was born right outside of that, right at Hill Air
Force
Base.
But you know what? That'll make me nervous. Think about it. You go to a restaurant, you get your food, and you don't want to tip.
I don't know. Wait a minute. But you got to realize how free Utah is with guns.
I know.
That's like going down to, you know, Texas. I mean, that's just another store.
I don't want to have a shootout with my bartender because I didn't tip.
No, I didn't say they were bartenders doing this. That's a whole different story. You bring alcohol into the plan, you know.
Or even my server. It's like, oh, well, here's your food. You're not going to tip? Oh, you're not going to tip? I don't want that situation.
Oh, well, you might make sure that you actually, you know. Well, that's also another thing. If you're going to go out, make sure you got the money to tip. But, of course, you know, you got to make sure they're having a good day if they're carrying their guns.
I guarantee they have no one running out on the checks.
Oh, I'm pretty much sure about that.
You run out on that check, it might be the last check you ever run out on.
Now, you also got to be careful if you open carry, because there was also a man in Texas. He was open carrying. He was in a church. And you know what he did? He shot himself in the foot.
Wow. He shot himself in the foot in church?
Yeah, you know, praise Jesus. He shot himself in the foot.
what was that about?
I don't know why he was going. It's just man accidentally discharged his pistol. I mean, I'm not. It didn't go into detail exactly what he was doing. Obviously, he was somehow reaching for it or something happened. But guns just don't go off on their own. I don't care what happens.
And I tell people that all the time. Everyone thinks because you have a loaded firearm, it's just going to magically go off in your pocket. No, you have to pull the trigger, hit some type of safeties, and then it'll go off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not one of those things. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but, I mean, you also got to keep some sort of protection as far as how you carry. You got to respect it. You got to make sure, like I always tell people, if you have, a loaded gun, always keep it in a holster. If you're a female, I don't suggest in the purse, but if you keep it there, keep it in a holster inside the purse so there's no way that trigger can accidentally get pulled.
You're right. So it's definitely safe to say that concealed carry is definitely the way to go. Now, like I said, of course, that's if your state or if wherever you live, if they say you can do it. I don't want you to think, well, yeah, concealed carry is a good idea. Well, no, the trouble zone said that you can. No.
Well,
definitely
also
look at your laws.
And you also got to be careful because in the state of Virginia, you don't need a permit to open carry. You don't even have to be a Virginia resident. You just have to be in Virginia to open carry. But some states require that you have some sort of permit to open carry. You have to have your carry permit to either conceal or open carry. But it's an option once you get that permit.
It's a great thing. And with the concealed process, they do a background check. And to me, that's enough. I mean, right now they're trying to have, psych evaluations for everyone with a concealed carry permit. I think that's way too much. You're looking way too much into it. And the fact of the matter is there are a lot of good people with firearms. There are people, I mean, just us alone, we probably have, 50 to 60 people a month getting their concealed carry permit. And these are great people.
Honestly, out of everybody we've done, I've only seen, two people that actually I would not want to see carrying around a gun.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll be able to get them anyway. But
yeah.
Other than that, and so we've seen hundreds of people.
They're great people. I mean, we're looking at probably over 500, that we've trained for the concealed carry. And that's a lot of people. And that's a lot of good people. I mean, a lot of these people, they're so friendly, that they call us. Even after the class is over, they want to get more training, or they might even just have a question on the proper gun to get for concealed carry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I've got one guy I just trained. He actually went ahead, bought a gun, did everything that same day.
yeah, people in their guns. But we're going to go on another little break right now. And when we come back, we're going to have the What the Duck for you. You are now temporarily exiting the trouble zone with D. Parker
and D. Keith Jordan
on nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at @GI_nation. Make sure you like us on Facebook at the Trouble Zone. And definitely look at our pictures on Instagram at Trouble Defense. Later.
First.us, in a society where crime is running rampant and self-protection is key to your survival, the Trouble Zone brings you the latest news and topics that may save your life.